It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Medical examiners' offices across the country are overloaded. A Pew Trust Dateline report earlier this year says it stems from two trends that we'll dig into. More bodies coming in due to the pandemic, along with the upward trajectory of homicides, drug overdose deaths, and even traffic-related deaths. The other issue is we're not training up enough forensic pathologists to meet demand. So we'll dig into that with you, 800-642-1234. Dr. Linda Biedriski is medical examiner for Waukesha County. She's been a medical examiner for 36 years, 27 of those with Waukesha County. Dr. Biedriski, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. We also have Dr. Catherine Pineri here, president of the National Association of Medical Examiners and director of Montgomery County Forensic Services in Conroe, Texas. Dr. Pineri, welcome to you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Dr. Pineri, let's start with you. As you look at this shortage at medical examiners' offices all over the country, what can you tell us about what's going on with why there aren't enough forensic pathologists?
Well, it's really an unfortunate trend, not just in forensic pathology, but in pathology in general. A lot of medical students are not selecting that as their specialty. And we've identified that one of the reasons in particular for forensic pathology is that they're just not exposed to it before they have to make a decision on what type of doctor they want to be. So the National Association of Medical Examiners has started a webinar series to try to reach out and get our field out in front of medical students in their first and second years so they have us in mind when they are choosing their specialty. But I can tell you, in the United States, as of June 30th of 2021, there's only 1,485 board-certified forensic pathologists in the United States, and we're really only training about an average of 40 every year, which is not enough to fill the over 70 job openings that we have currently right now.
Step back for a moment. Performing autopsies is the first thing that comes to mind for me for the work of a forensic pathologist. Can you talk about the day in the life and the other facets of the work of these physicians?
Absolutely. So autopsies is probably the biggest part of what we do. Every day is different, which is one of the reasons I absolutely love this field. You never know what you're going to get. You can have two 30-year-old deceased individuals with completely different findings at the autopsy. But in addition to the autopsy that we perform, we also testify in court as expert witnesses. We play a big role in public health in our counties, and we interface with a lot of different agencies throughout the counties that we work for, helping the drug-related task forces understand what type of drugs we're seeing in our counties and help identify ways to prevent the drugs coming in and further deaths. We also do a lot of education and training of individuals, so we have a whole lot of different roles that each of us play in our own jurisdictions, but the autopsy is probably the number one thing.
Dr. Biedriski, going to Waukesha County now, what can you say about this nationwide shortage and localize it here to your county and to Wisconsin? What are we facing?
Well, in Wisconsin, most of the forensic pathologists are concentrated in the southeastern part of the state. Right now, we have 14 that I can identify practicing forensic pathologists, but they're pretty much Milwaukee, Fond du Lac, Waukesha, and Dane County. So the northern and western part of the state is very underserved. And there's not even a job opening there because there's not really a center. So you need a facility, you need infrastructure support to host this job of death investigation and autopsies. And because Wisconsin is a county-based system, we have 72 individual counties who are doing their own thing, basically. So it's really the larger populated counties in the southeastern area of the state that have centers that a forensic pathologist can work out of. So we have we have kind of two problems. We don't have enough forensic pathologists, but we don't even have locations for them to work out of to hire any forensic pathologists in areas of the state.
When you say a county's just doing their own thing, can you flesh that out for us? What do you mean there?
Well, first of all, the broader picture is every state decides how to handle medical legal death investigations. So it can be a statewide system, and that works for perhaps a state like Vermont or New Hampshire that only has a population that's less than Milwaukee County. But other states have regionalized systems. But our Constitution gives each county the authority to have its own system, and mainly their lay medical examiners and coroners who are running death investigation systems, not forensic pathologists. So right now, I think we have about 36 lay medical examiners appointed by each county as governance, and about 27 coroners who are elected. And then we have medical examiners serving approximately six or so counties as their head agent for death investigation. The counties, it's very fragmented. It's very fragmented.
Dr. Pineri, what can you say about this type of structure that you hear out of Wisconsin?
Well, that sounds very similar to what's happening in a lot of places, and there's a huge need for more forensic pathologists and trained medical examiners, but there just aren't the funds to create the facilities or the people to staff them, because there's just quite frankly not enough forensic pathologists. And a lot of counties are just having to make do with what they can. So they have, an elected coroner or a lay medical examiner. Or in Texas, we have justices of the peace that are the coroner equivalent. And they will handle the death investigations. And they aren't allowed to perform autopsies because autopsy is a medical procedure and it has to be performed by a licensed physician in a state. So what happens is they do the death investigation and decide who gets an autopsy. And sometimes, unfortunately, that decision is made based on funding because an autopsy is expensive and the counties will have to pay for those. So sometimes it's a pick and choose based on how much money is left on in someone's budget.
Wow. We're talking about the effects of the shortage of forensic pathologists in Wisconsin, around the country. We have Dr. Catherine Pineri and Dr. Linda Biedriski. Dr. Pineri is president of the National Association of Medical Examiners, and Dr. Biedriski is medical examiner for Waukesha County. You can join in at 800-642-1234. I keep hearing the word facilities and thinking in Milwaukee, a county task force has just voted to put $20 million toward a new Center for Forensic Science and Protective Medicine that would house the medical examiner's office. Dr. Pineri would house the Office of Emergency Management. What impact do facilities have on pathology and on forensic pathology?
Oh, gosh, they are a huge part of how we function. And I can tell you from my own experience, I'm about 30 days from moving into a new facility that's been desperately needed because, quite frankly, a lot of places don't have the space to house the decedents that are going to their office. So particularly during the COVID pandemic, at the peak, we were using a refrigerated truck for decedents because we ran out of cooler space. Now, the facility you're describing sounds fantastic because the medical examiner interfaces with the Office of Emergency Management and public health on such a intricate level, and to have them housed in the same facility will just be fantastic for Milwaukee.
Dr. Biedriski, how do you see facilities playing into recruitment and also what you are able to do in the work?
Well, you need a facility, and I'm going to give you the example of maybe central Wisconsin, where a group of the lay medical examiners and coroners have thought about having a centralized combined facility around Marathon County. And by multiple agencies going together to fund this, and then you have a facility there where you can cite a forensic pathologist, they might be able to recruit somebody. Green Bay just opened a new facility and hired a forensic pathologist to serve that part of Wisconsin. So it's kind of, if you build a facility, you might find a forensic pathologist. I mean, there are a few of us, but without a facility, you'll never find the staff to do the work. Mm-hmm. And as Catherine, Dr. Panieri talked about, during the pandemic, it became really clear in Wisconsin. We had a mortuary affairs statewide call-in, like on a weekly basis, to touch base with all the people in the counties about what they were doing, what their needs were, what their resources were. Did they have enough body bags? Were there refrigeration available for the increased caseload? And it became clear that nobody was prepared for an increase. There was no resilience to the system, no capacity to the system, and everybody's sort of getting along as best they can, which is not a good place to be.
What I'm hearing is the strain was there before the pandemic, and it intensified and worsened, in the pandemic when we saw so many deaths.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, on the western side of our state, the solution that the coroners and medical examiners found is to ship bodies to Minnesota, because eastern Minnesota is also relatively forensic pathology rich and facility rich. So rather than to transport cases to southeastern Wisconsin, which we don't really have the capacity to do more work anyway, they're sending bodies across the Mississippi to Minnesota. So, yes, there is clearly a strain, and people are doing, finding whatever solution they can, really.
Dr. Linda Biedriski there, medical examiner for Waukesha County. Dr. Catherine Panieri leads the National Association of Medical Examiners. Join in on the future of physicians trained to perform autopsies, investigate deaths, determine how someone died. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss the future of forensic pathology, this shortage of physicians we're hearing about in this specialty of investigating and evaluating cases of sudden, unexpected, suspicious, maybe violent death. Earlier this month, as we talked about, the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office moved closer to getting a new facility in Wauwatosa, hoping that will help address the shortage. Join in on how the field of medical autopsies is changing your experiences. 800-642-1234. Dr. Catherine Panieri is president of the National Association of Medical Examiners, and Dr. Linda Biedriski is medical examiner for Waukesha County. They stay with us. I want to ask both of you something that is deeply personal, but on my mind about this career path, because Dr. Panieri, in this job, you have to see death up close in ways other people don't normally see it, and maybe every single day. What about the emotional demands of this career?
Well, it certainly has an emotional component. I think most forensic pathologists and medical legal death investigators have the ability to compartmentalize, for lack of a better word, our professional and our personal experiences. However, sometimes we see things that no one should ever have to see, and you know, those things kind of are burned in your brain and go with you, but you learn ways to cope and deal with the emotional traumas that we see every day. We also, you know, talk with families that are going through grief experiences, and we don't know what part of that process they're going through. So we have a lot of exposure to that And honestly, not a lot of good training in how to deal with it. But that's one thing we are currently working on is the, you know, stress and wellness of our practitioners so that we can better cope with what we deal with on a daily basis. But the best answer is we talk to each other because we understand what each other is going through and we compartmentalize.
Dr. Linda Biedrzycki, you know, having worked in this field for more than 35 years, dealing with homicides and suicides, overdoses, that can be so stressful. How do you cope with that aspect of your profession?
Well, I think what Dr. Panieri said is true about compartmentalizing. We try not to take it home, but it is difficult because I don't know about other people's practice, but my practice includes being on call and being available 24/7 and going to scenes. And so it's really integrated into your life as much as you try to take it out of your life. So I think we all have to find ways to de-stress. I think that the fact that our workload has increasing is really making the ability to cope with horrible things worse because there's less escape, if you will. You know, if my partner is sick, we have a two-person office, then, you know, I'm on call indefinitely. And so, you know, that can be pretty stressful.
Mm. Dr. Panieri, it's recommended that forensic pathologists do no more than 250 autopsies a year. In Milwaukee County, their medical examiner performed around 460 last year. What do those numbers tell you? And what about the workload influence what bodies are examined?
Well, everybody's numbers have obviously gone up over the past few years. It kind of started with the opioid epidemic, many years ago, and it's never gone down from that. And the more autopsies you do, the more stress you put on yourself and perhaps increase the error rate. So the cap was set at 250 as the ultimate goal with the idea that probably most people are going to go over that, but hopefully not much. But then the absolute number that we want people to stay below is 325 because we think that's a good number for people to be able to maintain a work-life balance and provide good quality autopsies. And when the cases keep coming in, you have no choice but to either go over that number and risk losing accreditation if you are an accredited office by the National Association of Medical Examiners, or you alter your workflow. And so cases that would normally have gotten an autopsy might now just get an external examination with toxicology testing. So everyone's having to adjust to these numbers in ways that best fit their own offices.
As you look across the country, are these offices way up over 325, or does it depend from one region to the next, rural, urban?
It really just depends. Mm. I think that the some of the more urban areas that are having the highest number of violent death increases and are losing forensic pathologists to smaller, less busy offices, if there are any of those, they're seeing the stress the most and having to do the most, make the most adjustments to their caseload. So it really is just going to vary across the country. There are some offices that are more robustly staffed regularly than others, and that might be the lifestyle, the location, the facilities. So there's lots of things that would play into that. The salary, of course, would be a big one. So there are some offices that stay regularly highly staffed, but even those offices have had vacancies go unfilled for longer periods of time.
Looking at the shortage of forensic pathologists with Drs. Catherine Panieri and Linda Biedrzycki, still time to talk, 800-642-1234. As you look at salary, Dr. Biedriski, what changes have you seen there? I mean, this training, it requires around 13 years from undergraduate studies through your fellowship training. And you're deciding not to be in private practice. So what about salary?
Well, I've seen some jumps in a couple of areas. In Maryland, they had quite a loss of staff, including the chief, and their salaries seem to have jumped, I don't know, like 25% in the last year in order to try to attract people to this really desperate loss or short staff shortage that they had. So I won't say that across the country salaries are being elevated, but in places that really are suffering, I've seen that they're trying to address the shortage and attract people by really increasing the salaries a lot. And I think that will have to continue because it's going to be basically a bidding war for all the openings to get the fewer practitioners that are available.
We only have a few seconds left, Dr. Pineri. Do you have any advice for Wisconsin and other states that are trying to put together programs to attract more to the profession?
Well, I think, as Dr. Biedriski mentioned, facilities are number one, and you have to have a good facility to work out of. And this work is very important. It's expensive, but the constituents of your counties deserve it. And in order to have a good death investigation system, you really need a good facility run by forensic pathologists. And that's what every county, in my opinion, should strive for.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Catherine Pineri is president of the National Association of Medical Examiners. Dr. Linda Biedriski is medical examiner for Waukesha County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.